Do you need assistance in discovering what you truly want in your life? Are you feeling unhappy and stuck and are clueless how to change that heavy feeling? The Laura Longley Show delivers powerful ways to work through common problems and stuck points. This fun and unique weekly show invites some of the most creative and transformative practitioners and authors, hypnotherapists, EFT practitioners, acupuncturists, and astrologers, among others, to activate your wildest dreams. Get ready to tune in to be more of who you truly are. Laura and her guests will take your calls and help you bring your brilliance to a greater brightness. Get ready to snap to a whole new level in your life with joy leading the way. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness for good. Now, here is your host, Laura Longley.
Good morning. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour and let us help you to experience ways to get unstuck and live an inspired life full of meaning, purpose, and happiness. Each week on The Laura Longley Show, we have some of the most gifted practitioners, speakers, and authors helping you to make authentic and lasting changes in your life. Today, I'll be talking with Nancy Keim, author of Memory Lake, The Forever Friendships of Summer, about the importance of nature in maintaining our connection to spirituality. And later in the show, Nancy will be giving away a signed free copy of Memory Lake, so be sure and stay tuned for that. But as we always do, we're going to start with our healing meditation. And today, what I'd like us to focus on is to send love and healing to anyone who has been falsely imprisoned, whether they are currently there or it's happened in the past, or maybe they've already passed away, but healing those wounds of having been falsely imprisoned. Over the weekend, I was reading about the laundries in Ireland where they sent unwed mothers and basically had forced labor sometimes for the rest of their lives. So thinking about political prisoners, mentally ill or developmentally disabled or falsely convicted people, let's send them love and healing and strength to endure. So let's begin by taking a deep breath in and release that. Deep breath in and release. And thank you for sending that love and healing. Well, you might remember that I think I shared with you a few weeks ago, I had what I believe was food poisoning and I was really very sick. Last week, I was once again suffering from some stomach problems, not as severe, thank goodness, but still I was really in quite a bit of discomfort. It went on for days. And I began to think I might have gallbladder problems. And the idea of having my gallbladder removed and ending all my distress easily and quickly began to seem more and more appealing. I posted on Facebook to see who else had gallbladder problems, what their symptoms were, and what they did about it. And in the responses I received, I was reminded that I don't really want to remove any of my body parts and that there are many ways to address physical issues besides surgery. And this also made me think about how, as a society, when we're in pain, whether it's physical, emotional, or spiritual, we're always looking for the quick fix. And obviously myself included. So during this week's light bulb moment later in the show, I'll be sharing a bit more about how the quick fix has never fixed my life and why it actually can make our lives more difficult, as well as what the alternatives are that will really lead us where we want to go. So be sure and stay tuned for that towards the end of the show. But for now, let me introduce today's guest. Nancy S. Keim is an award-winning author, an advocate for kids and adults experiencing nature, CFO of a small corporation involved in creative placemaking, which is a leadership initiative of the National Endowment for the Arts, director of four foundations focused on nature, a private pilot, military wife, mother of two adult children, and the grandmother of one. Her first published novel, Memory Lake, The Forever Friendships of Summer, won first place in the inspirational category of the 2012 Next Generation Indie Book Awards, the Sundance of the Book Awards. Let's welcome Nancy Keim to the Laura Longley Show. Hi, Nancy.
Hi, Laura. It's a pleasure and an honor to be with you and your listeners.
Well, I'm excited to have you here because nature to me is something that is important in my own spirituality, and I'm really looking forward to you sharing with listeners a bit about what you learned about that from an early age and why it's so important and how we can do more of it.
Okay.
So in your book, I want to start with just talking a little bit about the book. So the book, is you call it a novel, but it is somewhat semi-autobiographical. Is that correct?
Yes. It is a novel in the sense that it contains all the classic elements of a novel, but it is a memoir because it is also true. And I hear from readers who say that reading it is like taking a walk in nature, in that it immerses the reader in natural beauty with its descriptive passages. Plus, it illustrates the qualities of a good friendship and examines how our fears grow as we age. And it also provides tools for overcoming these fears as well as grief, and it does all this in the form of an entertaining and inspirational novel rather than a how-to or self-help book.
Right. So it's not like there's a formula that people read and then at the end of each chapter they have exercises to do
right,
or something.
Right. It reads like a novel.
Yeah, it's more yes. integrated than that.
Right.
And just so that listeners know what we're talking about, the basic premise of the novel is it's like two stories in one. It's you taking your teenage daughter and her two friends to a reunion where you're meeting up with friends you met at summer camp when you were a teenager.
Right. So there are the teenage dynamics going on in the flashbacks when I'm a teenager, and it was the one time in my life when I got along with nine young women without any sort of jealousy, backbiting, or discord. And we never fought. And inside the front cover, there is a picture of the nine of us with our real names. And Memory Lake is our story of a time when we celebrated each other's strengths and helped each other to overcome weakness. And the reader learns how camp changed us for the better and how it set the form and direction of our lives. And so then in the present day, I'm actually going to a camp reunion with my teenage daughter and her two teenage friends. So there are their dynamics and my interaction with them as a mother. And then, of course, the present day part is when we come back to the nine main characters and we're adults and we're dealing with the challenges of adulthood. And it's important for us to remember how we were when we were younger as we face the future. And then that sets it up for the end of the book, which takes place in the present day.
So say a little bit about why it's important for us, all of us, to remember how we were when we were younger.
Well, if I could go back to the fearlessness of how we were when we were young, we didn't hesitate to jump in the lake, for instance. We
right.
weren't thinking, oh, I'm going to get my nose and my ears all filled up with water. And that's just a tiny example of how we need to remember that, especially as we raise our kids, and it all leads toward also letting go, because we have to let go of our kids at some point, and we can't let our irrational fears that we've developed as we grew older to be imposed upon them.
So why do you think that as we get older, we have these irrational fears? Because I agree that, I think about myself now versus myself, even when I was 25, still an adult, but a young adult. and some of the things that seem I feel fearful about that I didn't then.
Right. If I could explain first off why I think the nature, being immersed in nature, is important, that might help explain a lot of this.
Okay.
Okay. First off, I am an advocate of summer camp because I don't want them to go away, because there are fewer of them each year, and I think our kids need to get outside to get away from electronics.
I agree with that 100%.
Yes. And when we are outside in nature, taking a hike or a walk or sitting on the beach or camping, we can't help but experience a sense of awe and wonder, which leads to a clearing of the mind. And this clearing of the mind is when we make our self-discoveries. And as humans, we are spiritual beings, whether we acknowledge it or not. And the essence of what makes us human, our self-awareness, our ability to choose, these are spiritual gifts. And some people float along without purpose, never fully knowing what they are capable of through these gifts. They never find their purpose. They're confused by peer pressure or parental pressures to be untrue to themselves. And we each have a different purpose. Finding it always begins with an individual's mental and spiritual discovery. And being in nature allows our spiritual dimension to emerge that facilitates this process of each of us finding our purpose. And it doesn't take much to be in awe in nature, a sunset, a thunderstorm, a rainbow, a campfire, the stars. And when we are still and in awe, we have that epiphany, that revelation. We receive guidance, and from that, a purpose. And in other words, being in nature is a way to turn down the noise and the distractions of our physical world to effectively connect us to the spiritual world, which has the same goal as meditating. And so in answer to your question, as we get older, that noise is louder, and we have many more reasons to fear because we've discovered these reasons to fear. And so it's much harder to block them out and to just experience life and just live and have fun and giggle and laugh the way we did when we were younger. And that's why I'm connecting this to nature, because I think that, well, I have not been successful in meditation. I always fall asleep.
I know you're not alone.
And I meditate instead on a daily basis by taking a walk in the woods, rain or shine. I get out there, and always a new idea or the solution to a problem arises for me. And this happens by looking up, not walking all hunched over, staring at the ground in front of my feet. And that's another thing I've found as I get older.
Nancy, I'm going to cut in just for a minute because we need to take a break, and I don't want to shortchange what you're saying because I know that this is an important piece that I want people to hear.
Okay.
So we'll come back in on that after we come back from the break. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. You can find me on Facebook at The Laura Longley Show and at thelauralongleyshow.com. Stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
What if the world doesn't function the way we've been told? What if we truly can bend the laws of physical reality? What if we can end limitation? What if weird were the coolest thing you could be? And what if it's time for a totally different reality? Are you ready to create it? Are you ready to dream as big as you dare? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything in my life changed for me. This is your invitation to step into something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Shakespeare, Gandhi, Galileo, and Aristotle all knew to be true. It's not about the answer. It's about being the question. Always. It's about truly being you, whatever that looks like, and changing this world. Is now the time? Start by signing up for a free video series at beingyouclass.com. That's beingyouclass.com. What if you are the gift and the change this world requires? Beingyouclass.com.
Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, manifestyourlifedream.com, and begin your financial healing process today.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you are ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com or call 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-6463. Mind.
Clear, clean, and crisp. Check us out in digital quality sound on FM 98.9 HD3. Alternative Talk 1150.
This is the dawning of the Age of Aquarius. Age of Aquarius. Aquarius. Aquarius.
We're back on the Laura Longley Show, and today I'm talking with Nancy Keim, who is the author of Memory Lake, The Forever Friendships of Summer. And before we continue, I want to make sure that everyone knows how to find Nancy. So, Nancy, can you share how people can find you and how they can find the book?
Yes, the Memory Lake is available on Amazon in its first edition and a Kindle edition and its second edition, which they all have the same content. The second edition is also available in Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, but I will be encouraging your listeners today to search for the book on my publisher's website of the second edition, because I will be donating proceeds for the month of April to the OSO Mudslide Relief Organization.
Thank you so much for that. It will benefit
the survivors who lost homes and property and that awful mudslide.
Yeah. So they would go to
Tate Publishing, T-A-T-E Publishing, and it's Memory Lake second edition. They can do a plain old search and just do Tate Publishing Memory Lake and it should come up.
And so every copy of the book that sold off of the publisher's website in April, the proceeds of that are going to go to the OSO Mudslide Relief Fund. So,
yeah.
So those of you who are in the Seattle area or not in the Seattle area that want to help with that, that would be a great way for you to get benefit as well as the relief fund to get benefit. So I really appreciate that. And then, Nancy, if people want to find out more about you, how do they do that?
I do have a website, which is just www.nancysschmidt.com, K-Y-M-E. And then I also have a blog on WordPress that is Campfire Memories that is kind of augments the book. It's further writings along the same theme.
Okay. So before the break, we were talking about your daily practice, which really it is a meditation practice because there are lots of different ways to do meditation. And in my mind, meditation really is about that disconnecting from all the noise and distraction around us and being able to get in touch with that higher self place. And so you have a daily practice where you take a walk, and I'd love for you to say more about how that's developed for you, I guess, and what the value is for you.
I number one, you get exercise, which is great.
Yes.
But and in that process, I discovered that I need that walk, not so much for the physical exercise, but for the mental acuity that I receive from it. I find answers, and I'm constantly inspired. And I would like to just say to your listeners that I would encourage them to be conscious about how they are walking when they are out walking. Don't look down. If you catch yourself looking down, there's a good chance that you have begun to worry.
Good point.
You don't want to look down, all hunched over, staring at the ground in front of your feet. We all must trust that our feet will know where to walk, while our minds then seek that large place, you know, the sky, the clouds, or the path ahead. And again, when we were young, this was easy. The future was bright. We didn't so easily allow our minds to wander into fear or anger by imagining troublesome scenarios. And when I was at camp, sleepover summer camp, like I used to go for 7 weeks at a time, and I went over 5 years in my life, being in nature, it trained me to visualize positive outcomes. You have to be prepared for disaster. You have to have the right clothing when you're out in nature, but not to imagine disaster where there is none, and to always veer away from fear. It's important to be our own gatekeepers of our thought, and that way we become better listeners, and we learn to hear and see spiritual inspiration when it comes to us. So if we're out walking all hunched over, just going over and over these worries in our minds, we are not listening, and we really do need to look up. There's something quite spiritual about that. It's actually mentioned a lot of times in the Bible, like lifting your head up above your enemies around about you. And the enemies, they are our own thought. We spend a lot of time on imagined fears and worries, and these fill our subconscious essentially with enemies. And we need to raise our heads and envision joyful outcomes. And this is difficult. It is oftentimes difficult to get rid of our worries because we are very attached to them. But in giving them up, we will find release and joy and inspiration.
Well, and you know, this whole idea about taking a walk in nature every day, I'm very connected to as well. And I had an experience yesterday where people who've been listening to the show for the past year know that last summer I sold my house and I moved to downtown Seattle. Well, when I still lived in, you know, not downtown, I did take a walk every morning, and I lived in an area where if I walked about six blocks, I was on the bluff above Puget Sound. I frequently would see eagles in the sky. And I haven't been able to do that kind of a walk just as a morning routine since I moved. And I knew that it was bothering me, but I didn't realize how much until yesterday. I went out for breakfast in an area kind of near where I used to live, and then I walked from there to the locks. We have locks that come in from Puget Sound into Lake Union and Lake Washington. And it was when I went outside and started walking along the ship canal along the water, I started to cry. And I'm even tearing up now. And it was kind of shocking to me how much I had missed that, and I hadn't even realized it.
And you were looking out over the water. Mm-hmm. You're seeing this large place that we connect. Every one of us is drawn to something like that because it is in a physical location like that that we most often sense this power greater than ourselves. I think that's why there's a longing to go to the ocean. And in my case, growing up, Lake Michigan is a lot like the ocean. You can't see the other side.
Right.
And so we all have a special place like that, I think, where when we are there, we feel connected to this higher power. And just the fact of being there, even if you're not physically exercising, for people who can't get out and walk, just a visit out to see the water or a place where the sky is large and just look at the beauty around you, it will open up those channels. And I think it's important to not let fear be the basis of any of our decisions. And a lot of times fear is what holds back people from just going out and walking. And if they've never done it, they can imagine lots of fears about being outside on their own. You know, what if they get lost, whatever. There are very safe ways to put a daily walk into your routine.
Yeah.
And I think that when we do force ourselves to set fear aside, to look up, we start to see our problems differently, and we have the courage to listen and to act. And people, we all need to remember, it's not when things are going well that we grow, but when we are put into difficult situations and we get out of them by relying on our inner strength, and then that strength comes from tapping into the higher power when we hear or see its guidance. And again, a walk or a hike in the woods can be just as effective as meditating, and sometimes it can be the challenge that we need to actually boost our confidence. And it gives that divine power a chance to reach us and to communicate and say, yes, I'm here. You can rely on this. You don't have to fall into fear.
And I do just love, I'm just thinking about, you know, for myself, just all the many times that I have been somewhere out in nature and felt that. And so I do really encourage people who haven't, you know, haven't made that a priority to at least try it.
Yes. Don't let fear be what holds you back, because the benefits of getting out there will far outweigh the challenges that it will take you to get yourself out there if you physically do it. And you'll be very grateful that you did.
Well, and I know that it doesn't even matter where we live. I mean, I've only ever lived in the Seattle area, but I've visited a lot of other cities. And, you know, every place there are parks, there are areas where you can go for a walk that is away from, you know, all the noise and hustle and bustle of everything that's going on.
Right. And there is great beauty everywhere. My daughter was living in Oregon for a while, and we went out on the rainy days. We wore the proper raincoat. And just right in the middle of the path were these giant newts with their little suction cup fingers. And when you stop to look at them, there is a lesson right there in just seeing what beauty is out there, even in the rain, but we look for it.
And so that's part of the lesson, is the awareness, the paying attention.
Yes.
Absolutely.
And some people have a connection to nature in that, for instance, if a loved one has passed away, cardinals, for instance, just a bird, will remind them of that person. And they may be walking along and need that reassurance that suddenly a cardinal appears. And to them,
right,
it has great meaning. It's
yes.
that, oh, my mom is thinking of me.
Absolutely.
Or my husband or whatever. And another benefit of maintaining a connection to nature is that most spiritual communications, such as animal totems and dream symbols, are rooted in nature, and literature as well imparts wisdom this way. And lucky for us, nature has not fundamentally changed, unlike our machines. So we can understand what early authors meant to say when they draw parallels or analogies and symbolism with nature. Like, for instance,
so
Robert Frost's poem.
Nancy, again,
yes.
we're coming up on a break, and I don't want to cut this short, because I do want to explore the symbolism of nature, because I do think it's really important. So we'll talk more about that when we come back from the break. And also, when we come back from the break, we're going to give away a copy of Nancy's book to the first caller. So stay tuned for that. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
She packed my bags last night, pre-flight. 0 hour, 9 a.m. And I'm gonna be high as a kite by then.
Into Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com, and get ready to stir up your passions, identify your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst and clairvoyant who uses her intuitive and energetic gifts to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
Did anyone teach you to be a parent? What if there were tools that could make your job a whole lot easier? Glenna Rice invites you to be the questionable parent you truly be in a dynamic teleseries designed to empower parents to know that they know and give you the awareness required to create ease and joy between you and your children. Check out GlennaRice.com to learn more and to book a private session or dial 415-235-2807.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Used clinically by top Lyme doctors, Beyond Balance herbal formulas have helped thousands of patients battle tick-borne disease by providing superior immune system support and enhancing detoxification. Beyond Balance formulas are sold through healthcare professionals. The oral drops contain non-GMO food-grade vegetable glycerin, making them well-tolerated by children and alcohol-sensitive patients. For more information, licensed or certified healthcare practitioners can call BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor for the United States and Canada, 800-203-3775. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Tired of the insanity of other talk radio stations? Just click your radio knob and say, "There's no place like Alternative Talk 1150.
We're back on the Laura Longley Show, and today I'm talking with Nancy Keim, the author of Memory Lake, The Forever Friendships of Summer, and we are going to give away a free copy of the book right now to the first caller at 800-930-2819. So if you want a copy of Nancy's book, 800-930-2819. So as we were going to break, Nancy, we started talking a little bit about nature and spirituality, in that a lot of the communications that we get from spirit comes in the form of symbols that are nature symbols. So I'd love for you to share a little bit more about that.
Yes, nature is what links humanity to humanity through time. Nature is our common origin, our common memory, and nature is the symbolic language of the spirit world. And if we lose our connection to nature, we lose an important spiritual connection. A lot of times for me, I get images in those few moments when I'm leaving deep sleep and I wake up in the morning. And I had noticed a few years ago that I was getting distinct images, and I had no idea what they meant. So I bought a symbology book, and an example that I was telling you earlier was that this one morning, I had an image of my daughter, who was 24 at the time, and she was holding a bouquet of rosemary. And I didn't know what that meant, so I got out my symbology book, and rosemary is what ancient brides used to carry, and it stands for fidelity. And sure enough, the next day, my husband received a call from her boyfriend asking if we would have any objections if he asked her hand in marriage. So I feel like I knew ahead of time that this was coming. And I think also that all of the great literature, and, you know, everybody knows this, it's all tied to nature. And when we go back and read what these early authors wrote, if we lose that connection to nature, we lose a lot of their meaning. And then going forward, I think it's important to have analogies that are in nature, because machines are constantly changing and they will not stand the test of time. And I think that is why the great literature use such analogies, because they do stand the test of time. If, for instance, Robert Frost's poem, The Road Not Taken, it's easily understood by anyone who's hiked in the woods and seen a path that was grassy and wanted wear, or has walked in leaves no step had trodden black. But if Frost had tied his analogy to a coal chute or a steam engine, his meaning would be lost to most of us. And that's why I think that is such an enduring poem, because anybody can go out there and hike in the woods and feel its power and its meaning. And I think also, as I was saying about the cardinal as an example before the other break, that there are a lot of us who have relatives we love, and they will often say something of nature that they love. For my mother, she loved lilies of the valley, and it was her favorite flower, and I remember as a kid that I would collect them for her. And when she passed away the next spring, I suddenly had lilies of the valley in a front garden. I've never had lilies of the valley in my entire yard, and suddenly I had them in my yard. Well, of course, that has deep meaning to me, and it seemed like a miracle. And it was, you know, I believe I correctly interpreted that as she was telling me she was thinking of me and that I need not grieve. I think everybody can come up with similar stories. And if you're out walking in nature, there's a chance for these sort of instances to happen in which you do receive reassurances.
Well, and, you know, my listeners have heard the story of what happened to me last summer. I was up at Mount Rainier, and it was someplace that I had gone with my dad a lot. And it really, you know, was it was meaningful of my dad to me. And I'd been going through, my dad passed away almost 20 years ago, but I'd been going in the previous year through a lot of stuff around my dad. And I felt like it was completed. And I stood in this opening, this clearing, and it was a clear view of the mountain. And I was just talking out loud to my dad. And I was thanking him for introducing me to, you know, that area. And that, you know, I was grateful that we had gone through this process, even though he was no longer here physically. The next thing that happened was there was a brown bear down below me. And I it was really close, and it was a little bit scary, but it was also exciting. And as a totem, a brown bear is about protection. And that was what it meant to me, that my dad was still there protecting
me. That's perfect. And see, you know, it has a deep meaning to you. And then when you can receive this validation by actually looking that up and finding out that that has an ancient meaning that goes, you know, beyond even our civilization. This is carried through the ages, and that is timeless. And this, you know, when you think about it, I don't want to sound wacky here, but how else is the spirit world going to communicate with us? It's not, they can't always come across in words,
right?
You know, a loud voice, like in the Bible, you know, saying, you know, do not go to the path below you. But when we get these symbols and we correctly interpret them, and it's very easy to correctly interpret them because they come fused with personal meaning for each of us.
Yeah.
And we just have to trust it, because a lot of times you start to doubt it. Oh, but it really, maybe it really doesn't mean that. And I think if you trust it, and a lot of times that goes back to just eliminating the fear and just believe it.
Yeah. I mean, to me, it's like, that was the thing with the bear. It was the first thought that occurred to me. This is my dad.
Yes, and you need to believe that. You need to trust that and believe that, and we all need to do that. Because that way, that communication is effective, and then it can grow.
Yeah.
We can become better at it. It can come more readily, and it can become deeper in its meaning And again, it's frequency.
Absolutely. Well, we just have a couple of minutes that we need to wrap up here. And so I want to do a couple things before we close things out. First of all, I want you to share a little bit about camping and why it's important. We've already talked a little bit about why it's important
right.
for kids.
Right.
But I know that you have an organization that you are really connected with that you would like to share.
Well, yes. And the American Camping Association is a community of camp professionals and is dedicated to enriching the lives of children and adults through the camp experience. And they care about the successful development of children of all interests, ages, abilities, budget, personal schedules, and you can just go on their website and find a camp nearby. And I would encourage listeners to send their children, their grandchildren, so that they can experience an environment that will celebrate their children's or their grandchildren's inner qualities rather than physical appearances. And they will thank you for this alternative environment because it will jumpstart them finding them their true selves and finding their hidden strengths. And for the most part, all high school kids are ready to spend time away from home.
Yes, absolutely.
The experience, yeah, it prepares them for living independently. They return home more grateful and focused, and they develop an appreciation for nature. For kids younger than high school age, each child is different. But if the child is a homebody and always wants to have friends over but rarely wants to go to someone else's home, this is a good clue that they will be homesick. So yeah. I would advise waiting until they are a freshman in high school. For kids who would rather be at other kids' houses, sending them to camp at an early age is a great way to expand their horizons and to ensure they are safe. So I just cannot say enough good about the summer camp experience. And one of the large reasons that I wrote Memory Lake was so that people who hadn't gone to camp would understand why so many of us just grow dreamy-eyed and go, camp, because it's definitely not the National Lampoon exploited version of camp that
right.
we have in movies and TV shows
right.
where, you know, mean girls play mean tricks and they just want to sneak out and be with the boys and the boys want to be with the girls and or some crazy competition. It's camp as it was meant to be, which is an alternative environment, kind of an extension of school. And back around 1900, okay, so this
so,
was...
Nancy, I'm sorry, we have to wrap up.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry.
So I'm glad that you had such a great camp experience, and I would love for people to learn more about it by reading your book, which they can get by going to the publisher's site, which is Tate Publishing, and looking for the book, which is Memory Lake. And all of the proceeds in April will be going to the Oso Mudslide Relief Fund. So it's a great way to give back by also getting Nancy's book. Nancy, thanks so much for being on the show. I really enjoyed having our conversation.
Well, thank you. I did too. I really appreciate it.
I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. When we come back, I'll share this week's light bulb moment, which is how not to get stuck in doing a quick fix and why they never work. Stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
Tune in to Angels and Answers with Artie Hoffman, the hottest psychic with the warmest heart, every Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time and 1 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. With passion and a sense of humor, he delivers spiritual and motivational messages for both individuals and groups of people and is internationally known for his amazing psychic abilities. Don't forget to call in at 800-930-2819 for live on-air readings and visit Artie at artiehoffman.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Psychic World, Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, with John G. Sutton, featuring his special guest, Countess Strella. One of Britain's most respected psychic mediums, John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. His best-selling books include Psychic Pets, featured with John on the Walt Disney Channel, Animal Planet. Currently, John is the feature editor of the monthly Psychic World, which is the UK's Journal of Spiritualism. He has over 30 years of experience working in the field of paranormal studies. Countess Strella has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Strella. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Strella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net.
Body, mind, and spirit. Alternative Talk 1150 covers it all.
We're back on the Laura Longley Show, and today I was talking with Nancy Keim, the author of Memory Lake, The Forever Friendships of Summer, and the lucky winner of that book was Maria Neuer from Duval, Washington. So if you didn't win the book and you want to get a copy, remember you can get a copy and also contribute to the Oso Mudslide Relief Fund by buying the book at the book publisher's website, which is Tate Publishing, and you can just search for Memory Lake. And if you buy it from the website, all of the proceeds will go to the Oso Mudslide Relief Fund. And you can also find out more about Nancy at nancyskyme.com or at her blog, Campfire Stories. So before we take a break, no, not before we take a break. I totally lost my place here. We just took a break. When I started the show, I was talking a little bit about the stomach problems that I have been going through over the last several weeks. And, you know, because I don't normally have that kind of an issue, the fact that I kept having these recurring problems and they actually were fairly severe, made me think that, you know, there was something more going on than just I ate something that didn't agree with me or something like that. And, you know, to try and resolve the problem, I was taking every medication that I thought might help. And by the third day, I just wanted it to stop. And that was when I started thinking, well, maybe I have a gallbladder problem. And I knew that they did gallbladder surgery laparoscopically. It wasn't that big of a deal, blah, de, blah, de, blah. And so I already had started thinking about what the quick fix was, which is very normal when we're in distress, whether it's physical pain or emotional or spiritual pain. And so when I posted on Facebook asking for input from people who had gone through this, what I got to was a couple of things. Number one, it might not be gallbladder at all. It could be something related to my diet or something completely different. And that there are a lot of other ways to deal with it, even if it is gallbladder, like acupuncture or natural supplements or herbal remedies or dietary changes. And so surgery was the quick fix, but not necessarily the one that was going to be best for my body. And I've had similar kinds of situations in the past. I've I have a neck problem that's the result of a car accident I had more than 20 years ago. My Western doctor, when it got really bad about 5 years ago, said to me, oh, there's nothing you can do about it. If this or that happens, we'll do surgery. But other than that, we can't do anything. My naturopath sent me to physical therapy and it resolved for 4 years. It started bothering me again recently, but for 4 years, I had no pain. So we have to remember that there are always options and that the easiest thing to do is not always the best thing to do. And addressing problems without surgery or even medication sometimes, it takes more time and energy on my part, and it isn't necessarily instantaneous. So like the physical therapy didn't fix it overnight, but it did eventually resolve it. But it required persistence on my part and me putting in the time and energy to do it. And as I have shared before, I also believe that we need to look at what underlying emotional causes are of our physical problems. And sometimes it's hard to focus on that when I'm in physical distress. In addition to physical pain, as a society, emotionally, we frequently will use drugs, even legal drugs like antidepressants or any anxiety medication and alcohol to relieve our pain rather than working through it. So I want to encourage you to take the long view, because I came into this world with a gallbladder for a reason. And if there is any way to resolve whatever problems I'm having without removing it, because it serves a function in my body, then that is what I want to do. And that's also what I would like to encourage others to do too, is to notice that when you're having a physical problem or when you're having an emotional or I guess emotional problem also, looking at how do I resolve this without just throwing away the information that it's giving me. So like when we numb ourselves through self-medicating, we're losing the information that comes from the pain that we are in. So if you have a physical issue, and today I'm mostly going to focus on having an acute or ongoing physical problem and leave the emotional, spiritual side kind of as an aside. But so if you are having an acute or ongoing physical problem, the first thing I would suggest is that you look for the underlying emotional cause. And for me, this really severe stomach distress started on Thursday morning, and it just so happened I had an appointment with my body talk practitioner that afternoon. And so I knew that there was something about it that wasn't, I mean, it was a physical manifestation, but it wasn't about something wrong with my body physically. And knowing that helped me a little bit, even though at the height of it, I really did want it to just go away. But let's look for, first of all, why is this happening? And do whatever you can that will not have forever consequences to feel physically better in the moment. So for me, taking an antacid or taking a, some other kind of stomach soothing something that isn't going to have long reaching consequences on my body. And if you typically visit a doctor of Western medicine, also get opinions from a naturopath and other alternative healthcare practitioners. So this was key for me with my neck problem. I would have gone through life waiting for surgery if I hadn't gone to my naturopath. Some other people that can help you: acupuncture, physical therapy, energy therapy, massage therapy. And surgery is the last result when all else has failed and you cannot tolerate it anymore. And in my view, pharmaceuticals are the next to the last resort, because those can have far-reaching consequences on our bodies. Always choose natural remedies first. So I'll get off my soapbox, but I like to use myself as an example, as you know. And so it was right in the forefront of what I was thinking about, because I was ready to go do that surgery if it was going to help me. So let's remember there are always other choices. I want to thank my guest today, Nancy Keim, for sharing such great information on connecting nature and spirituality and how just taking a walk each day can really help us decompress. And I want to thank all of you for tuning in to The Laura Longley Show with me, Laura Longley. I had a wonderful time. Please join me every Monday at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific on KKNW in Seattle, WBLQ in Rhode Island, or anywhere at thelauralongleyshow.com. Have a natural week, and I'll see you back here next time.
You've been listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Tune in each Tuesday on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time, and on KKNW every Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time, and everywhere on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Laura and her friends as they help you create the life that you truly deserve. For more information about Laura, her services, and amazing tools, visit TheLauraLongleyShow.com.